This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Werner Buchert. I'm a South African currently working in Warsaw, Poland. I started my career off in advertising, where we looked at user adoption from a certain perspective. And then I moved on to one of the big four consultancy firms, where I started focusing on experience design and service design, where the whole adoption thing twisted slightly. And then in the near future, probably by the time this goes live, I'll be an independent consultant, where I'll be looking at adoption from both perspectives.
Werner, how are you involved with user adoption?
In the beginning, I really started focusing on adoption from a marketing perspective, right? And this was predominantly more from an old school perspective, where we had a product and we had to find an audience for that from a marketing and digital marketing perspective. And now, however, I'm looking more at adoption from a technology perspective, where I need to get people onto a platform or to use the platform. So I also have a lot of customers or clients who are building points of engagement. So it's really about focusing on people using those points of engagement, because usually they have a positive business impact for the client. And then also retaining people on that platform is also important for me at the moment.
Werner, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
For me, the biggest challenge, and this is something that I only became aware of recently, and there was actually two studies done at the beginning of this year. The one was by McKinsey and the other one by Forrester, where companies who've been investing heavily in customer experience, which is, you know, adoption's the element of that, is that they have not seen the return on investment that they were expecting. And to deep dive that a little bit, is that there's a misalignment around what we see as customers, a customer sacrifice, what are customers sacrificing to be on a platform, and what we perceive or what we think from an empathy perspective a client should kind of align with to be on a platform. So there's kind of a misalignment between what the business think customers need and what customers actually need. What a success is. So if I had to go back into my past and look at a success, I would like to quote or bring up an example of a bank that I worked for. So the bank actually got mentioned in a book called Beautiful Constraints, First National Bank. And they were specifically mentioned in that text around the innovative technology that they're using in South Africa, for example. But when I first joined the bank, what they did is that they looked at the mass market. So in South Africa, we have a very interesting dispersal of technology. So you have people using the latest iPhone or Android phone at the high end of the market. And then all the way down to this day, still people using old Nokias and the old Samsung phones that they call the AK-47 of mobile phones. And what my former CIO or former boss did is that they actually figured out a way to use mobile banking on one of these very old feature phones. So they started using a technology called USSD. And what they did is they actually were able to connect this mass audience with digital banking through old technology. And for me, there's something really beautiful in around the topic of adoption there, is that really what they did is they focused on what is the deep needs of this customer audience or this target audience, and then aligning the technology around that and actually pushing that specific technology to the limits. And for me, that's beautiful innovation and also really something that aligns with adoption, because the audience didn't have to do anything. They had the technology in their pocket. They could just jump on and become digitally banked.
Werner, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
So first of all, I usually look at adoption or in two ways. So in one way, it is around, do you want to fix a problem? So if you want to fix a problem, you turn to tools like design thinking, of which the following steps, user research, user journey mapping, and then empathy comes into play, right? So you really design around that. And a key tool there is the user journey mapping, where you can really see where there are dips. So for example, if someone uses a service or a product, you can spot where those negative impacts are. And those are the things that you actually focus in on, and then fixing them to create, because the more smooth the user journey is and the more smoothly your solution aligns with that customer journey, the better the adoption is going to be and your retention. Then there's a second part that people sometimes forget about, because people think that design thinking is the ultimate tool for driving innovation. I disagree with that slightly, is that when you think about innovation, you need to start thinking about changing meaning. And then the empathy, and we like to call it, in my design circles call it deep empathy, is really thinking about how do you want to change the meaning of something. So for example, there's an example out there around how the market for candles, for example, is doing better than ever, because candles aren't only there to create light anymore. They're there to create ambiance, create an atmosphere for people, and they've managed to reposition or change the meaning of that product. So when you start thinking about meaning, it's about what difference does your product and service want to create for a customer? And that is the two things. So first of all, am I solving a problem for someone, or am I trying to change the meaning of a product or service? And that is the two elements that I look at, or my team looks at, when they want to look at driving adoption for something.
Werner, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
If you want to learn a little bit more about user adoption and looking at things slightly differently, a book that I would recommend is The Experience Economy by Jopan and Gilmore. This really focuses on what I mentioned before around the change of meaning or creating a difference for someone. So specifically in the book, in the text, focusing on transformational experience. So for example, if you look at currently how artisan products, people are really putting value into these kind of experiences. And this is really something that people are looking forward to in products and services that you create. Another book that I would recommend for someone to look at is a book called Overcrowded: Designing Meaningful Products in a World Awash with Ideas by Roberto Verganti. Some people see it as a book that is antithesis or is against design thinking, but it helps you identify how to look at the deeper meaning behind things. So how do I change meaning? How do I create the next iPhone or iPod or Nest thermostat? So those are the two texts that I would really recommend people look at. And then if you want to follow me or my work that I'm doing, is you can find me on LinkedIn as Werner Puchert. And then also I'm running a Central European block podcast with a friend of mine called Block Thinking. It's without the K. And yeah, connect with us on that platform where we discuss this topic.
Well, thanks, Werner.
And thank you, Henrik.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.